forgive me. You ready? Hey, let's do this. The Bible says that we are a holy nation. We are priests of the Most High. A holy nation and a chosen generation. And we are priests of the Most High. And so when we come into a place and we come together to worship, we come together to worship. Amen? And so tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite every single person that wants to worship and praise God down in the front right now. Come down in the front right now and just get up. Get up next to each other. Come fill up the front. Because tonight, we want to worship. And tonight, we want to encounter God. I'm going to read a scripture to you. It's Psalms 100. Let's begin to get your heart set on the Lord tonight. Can you guys? Come on down more. Just feel it on in. Just feel it on in. Wrap around the edges. Just wrap around the edges. You don't have to come down the front if you don't want to. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God and it is he who made us. And we are his. Come on, say we are his. Say we are his. Say I am his. All right, that's good. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Right now, we're going to enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. Right now, with your own lips, just begin to thank God for what he's done in your practically, what has God done in your life? Right now with your own lips. God, I just thank you for everything you've given me. God, that you've provided me with a house and shelter. God, a body to live in. God, a choice to live and a choice to breathe and a choice to walk and move and talk. God, you've given me family and friends. God, you've helped me to live in a place where there is freedom in America. God, I thank you for that you give me food every day, that you provide me with food. God, thank you that you provide me with food every day. God, whether I serve you or not, God, you continue to provide. Come on, everything. Maybe you've never thanked him before. Come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. God, we thank you. God, just let alone that you've called us and that you've made us and you've created us, that you've chosen us. You formed us in our mother's womb. God, before we were even a thought in our mom or our dad, you thought of us. You loved us. You are committed to us. It is impossible for you to be unfaithful. It is impossible for you to lie. It is impossible for you to sin. And God, you said that you will never leave us and that you would never forsake us. God, you said that you will always provide for us and you will always take care of us. God, you say that you will lead us into green and good and healthy pastures and into cool water. God, these are your promises. And as your people, we thank you. Come on, keep thanking him. With your mouth, thank him. Come on, keep thanking him. Just worship him right now. Just praise him. Not because of where you're at in your situation. Praise him because he is God. Is there anybody in here that knows how to praise? Is there anybody in here that knows how to praise the Lord? Just begin to praise him for who he is and what he has done. Because of the great cross. Because of Jesus and the life that he lived. Just begin to praise him for what he's done and for who he is. Get out of your circumstance. Get out of your situation. Get out of your lifestyle and just begin to thank him for who he is. God, you alone are good. God, you alone are worthy. God, you alone are righteous. God, you alone are true. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. We were created to worship Him. We were created to praise Him. We were created to talk with Him. We were created to commune with Him. We were created to have fellowship with Him. This is what you were created for. This is your purpose, to worship, to praise, to give thanks to the God of all gods, to the King of kings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just tell him that he's worthy. Tell him that he's worthy of all worship. You're worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. Say, God, you are holy. God, you are holy. God, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are so holy. You are so holy.
Is we repent. We don't repent anymore. After you've asked for forgiveness, you don't keep asking. This is a whole other thing, that first we repent by faith, that there is an access to the Father, that we can receive forgiveness by the God of all creation. And then, by faith, we accept that we're forgiven. Amen? And that's when we stand up. We don't stand up until we realize that we've been forgiven. And right now, I'm encouraging you to not have, you don't have to weep and mourn anymore. There's already been one sacrifice. He paid for it all. Don't give another. Now accept His forgiveness. Accept that you're forgiven for everything you've done. And begin to worship Him. That's good news. You mean just like, yeah, just like that. Amen? So right now, I'm encouraging you to just access your faith and begin to stand up and begin to just thank Him for what He's already done. Begin to thank Him that He forgives you. My daughter, you're forgiven. My son, you're forgiven. I receive your repentance. It's genuine. You know whether you repented. You know whether you repented. And if you've repented, you're forgiven. Let's keep worshiping the Lord. As we stand up, God, we just declare that you are worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. Come on, just begin to tell Him with your mouth. You mean it's that simple? Yes, it's that simple. You can stand up right now and begin to choose today. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to go back to that lifestyle. I'm going to submit myself to a team. I'm going to submit myself to a brother, to a sister in the Lord. And I'm going to ask them to help me to walk and follow you day by day by day. Oh, Lord, thank you. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb that was slain. Jesus Christ, you were slain. You were slain for my sin. You were crucified for my sin. You paid the penalty for all of my sin, Lord. And I stand in here, I stand in this place in complete freedom. In complete freedom. In complete forgiveness. I am forgiven. Tell yourself right now that you are forgiven. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. We are forgiven in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We can enter His courts. With holiness, you can see the Lord. Tonight, let's experience the Lord. Let's worship Him like He forgave us. Let's praise Him like He's healed us. Like He's really enabled us to walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Oh, let your glory fall. Thank you.
high and throne in the high place of my heart. Only you will I call my king. Only you will I enthrone in the high place of my heart. I want us to sing that tonight like we really mean that. That God is the one that holds the highest priority in our lives. That he's the one that has primacy over everything else in our life. That his ideas, his concept of us is what matters beyond what the person next to us thinks. That the identity that your friends place on you holds nothing compared to the identity that God has given you. That he calls you redeemed. He calls you the one sought after. And that when we enthrone him, when we put him in the highest place of our hearts, where he has priority, he is the first thing that we think of. When we need something, when we have sin, when we are dealing with something that's a difficult situation, we think of him first. He's the one that we run to. He's the one that we bow down to.
Me.
you are the only one that we enthrone tonight. God, you are worthy, God, of all of our praise, Lord. God, but mostly, God, you're worthy of our lives. God, you laid your life down for us. God, when we were completely unworthy. God, you, Lord, are so majestic, God. You are wonderful, you're strong, you're mighty, you're powerful, you're glorious. God, you're the one that makes miracles happen in our lives. God, you're the one that allows us to rise up. God, you are the one that allows us to walk away. God, with our crippled legs healed. God, our crippled hearts made well. God, you're the one that allows us to not only rise up, but we have the ability to go to others and show them how to rise up.
are so great. You are so great.
Do we have any more music? That's it? Does anybody else want to keep worshiping? Want to keep worshiping? It is 9:12. You're free to go whenever you want. We're going to keep worshiping. You know, I think some of us kind of ask the question sometimes when we come in and we ask the question, how are people worshiping? How are they praising? Simple. We choose to. I'm telling you that at any moment, wherever you are, you can choose life or you can choose death. And by the way, choosing death is when you don't decide to choose life. My goodness, that is good news. That God's given us a choice. And so we're going to, I don't know what it is, but all I know is that we were made to worship. We were made to worship. And that means a lifestyle of honoring and praising God. And when we come into this place, we can come with fellow believers, like believers that believe the same thing we believe. And we can choose to worship. We can choose to worship. Will you do that every single day? Just choose. How can I grow in my spirit? How can I grow and become a greater man, a greater woman for the Lord? I promise you, if you just choose every day by faith, just to stand up, just stand up and choose to follow the Lord, you will change and you will grow. Just choose every day, day by day by day. Today, I'm going to serve the Lord. Today, I'm going to serve the Lord. Because you know what? As for me in this house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, say it with me. As for me in this house, we will serve the Lord. As for me in this house, we will praise the Lord. As for me in this house, we will praise the Lord. Amen. So let's do it some more. And if you got to go, you can go. And there's nothing towards you. We understand there's time restraints, but you're free to go. But as for me in this house, we're going to serve the Lord. We will praise the Lord. So let's continue to praise the Lord until their hands get tired and our feet get tired and we can't stand it no longer. Do we got like an old school hill song, There's Joy in the Holy Ghost song? You guys know that song? All right, let's
hold
worship.
On. I got one. Really quick.
This is family.
Okay. When I sing this, you guys got to sing the same thing, okay? Can I get like a cool funky beat? Okay. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. That's all I got. All right.
You are.
We love you guys. Have a good night. God bless. We'll see you next Thursday night. If you want to come to a leadership meeting this Sunday, it's going to be this Sunday at Tanner's house. So we'll see you there if you want to go to that. Well, anyway, we love you guys. Be blessed. If you want to, if you have any more questions about anything, just come up and talk to one of our leaders. And see you next Thursday.